Hello, welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today we're going to be talking about insecure women and how to avoid them. I'm doing this segment only because of the simple fact that I'm going to put it out there. I had texted my best friend and his female went ahead and texted me back via him and was just super insecure about it. I didn't know about her. I haven't texted him in a couple of days. So, you know, it's just a lot. Anyway, let's dive in. So, insecurity in relationships, it's not necessarily uncommon, right? Obviously, you find jealous females all around, right? Whatever. So, number one sign of insecurity is jealousy. Just not knowing for sure if you're right. How I'm trying to say is, you don't know your place in your person's life. This could be your girlfriend. This can be your boyfriend. Okay. I'm speaking on women. So obviously I'm implying that some women obviously have girlfriends. So I'm going to let you know now, this is for everybody. Now, guys, don't go running with what I say. It's the truth, but don't go running with what I say. Don't go to your girl and be like, oh, I was listening to a podcast and this is what she broke down for me. So, Serenity obviously speaking facts, so I need to cut you off. No, if you've been with your girl for years and you're just now noticing these things, well, you got some things to change, okay? So, there's underlining triggers for insecurity for females. And the first one is beauty standards. So, the female that, you know, is insecure in the relationship, she could be very, I wouldn't say low maintenance, but she doesn't have a high self-esteem. She doesn't view herself as beautiful, so she probably doesn't take care of herself as such, okay? Two, she has heartbreaks from previous relationships. So, if you don't know how to forgive and move on, then obviously you need to step out of the relationship you're in and work on yourself. Because as a woman, you need to be ready to be in a relationship. Okay? With that being said, if she says she's ready for a relationship and she shows signs of insecurities, you need to leave her because she's not ready. So, yeah. Three, a misstep or a failure. Guys, anytime a woman thinks they are a failure, I'm telling you right now, they are the most insecure. Okay. It's obviously just that. Four, they grew up with toxic parents. They have parents that set expectations super high and they feel like they could have never reached them. It's suffocating. I get that. But that's where, again, working on yourself can make a difference, right? So here's some of those traits. They are beyond jealous. Any female that you text that has been there for years, hell, it could be your sister or your mother, They are jealous with the way you speak to them and anything. Friends, like if your female doesn't let you have friends, bro, that's an insecure female right there. I promise you. Two, here's a big one. They're control freaks. If she gets to control every aspect of your life, she wants your password, she wants your emails, she wants everything, leave her. I'm not even getting into it. Just leave. Serious. Just leave. It's not worth your headache. Or you could stay and she could sit there going through your things and look stupid because you're really probably not doing anything except being faithful. So she looks dumb. Three, easily offended or hurt. I get it. Females are emotional. Not all, okay? Not all. But most females are very emotional. So this one is very misconstrued. If you say something that is like critical, not critical, but it's criticism, and they just get in their feelings about it, she's very insecure, okay? Even a little joke, it really will incite negative feelings inside of that female. It will, and you need to leave her. Four. Constant needs of compliments. Bro, she needs validation every 2 seconds. Leave her. She is insecure. She's not ready for a relationship. She needs to constantly work on herself. Leave. I am more than serious. Okay? You need to leave. It's not worth your help. Five, being critical of other women. If your female is so insecure, she has to look at every other female and be like, ooh, she's ugly, she's fat, she's too skinny, she's this or that, and I'm the fucking best. She's not. She's not. She's literally speaking down on other females because she knows that she lacks what they have. And you're encouraging that by listening. It's not cool. Six, she is unable to accept your success. Females, males, okay? If your girl is unable to accept that you're more successful than her, she will drag you down. Do not ever let anybody hold you back in life. Go do what you need to do to be successful. Don't look back. Leave her. Seven, they're sensitive to body image triggers. This means, okay, I will go into it. This means they're insecure about their looks and will view themselves negatively, but want you to give her praise. She'll ask you, am I ugly? Or she'll tell you, I'm ugly. And then you'll sit there, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. But then you'll get pissed off to the point where you're like, yeah, bitch, you're fucking ugly. I don't know why I got with you. No, don't do that. But you get my drift, okay? Eight, they try to please everyone else around them. Some don't, okay? Some do not try to please anybody. Some are very manipulative, narcissistic, unintelligent. Just, I have no words. Some are just not it, okay? Like I said, this all stems from needing validation, okay? Number nine, because we're just moving on from eight. aggressively shielding themselves. Insecure women always want the upper hand in an argument. They always feel like they need to be correct in any and every situation. And they're bad at accepting criticism and will go to any length to defend their point. It'll drain you. It will drain you. They are terrible listeners. Insecure women do not listen. Moving on. 10. Attention seekers. Guys, oh my gosh. Like I said, manipulative, narcissistic, ignorant attention seekers. Okay? I know one in my life currently. She's not mine, but she does belong to somebody else in my life. Anyway, they like to seek attention, negative attention. It always has to be negative, okay? If you're out walking with your girl and you're looking around, watching, okay, observing life, she will think automatically you are looking at another female. What are you looking at her for? Baby, I'm not looking at her. Yes, you are. Look at that short dress. You're looking at her butt. I'm not looking at her. I'm looking around. Oh my God, you're always lying. Okay, you get my drift. You get the point. Literally, they need to stop. So, second to last, 11. They compare your girls will compare themselves to your exes. Bro, first of all, who does that? I'm telling you right now. I don't care about my significant other's exes because they're not me. I will say I'm not better than anybody. But I will tell you, nobody's better than me. We don't walk the same. We don't speak the same. We don't do anything the same. Okay? But an insecure female will always try to prove herself better than all your exes. Doesn't matter. And last but not least, playing the victim. An insecure female will always, always, always play the victim. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. She will make you the guiltiest person in the world to everybody else. Okay? You'll know the truth. But she will play it out. Like I said, manipulative, condescending. Just, oof, you need to leave them, okay? Honestly, it's not worth your health. Leave, okay? Now I'm going to go ahead and give you 5 ways to avoid being with that person. You need to go around people you love and people you trust, okay? Because if you're in a relationship with an insecure female, she'll drain you to the point where you have nowhere else to turn. 2, keep yourself busy. Go to work. And I say that because I know a lot of people that are with a lot of insecure females that are just sitting on their ass at home. Go to work. Get some money. Go do what you do. Okay? 3, treat yourself. Ooh. Yeah, I said it. Go spend your money. Take yourself out to eat. Go buy you a new video game. New controller. I know y'all popping with them PS5s. Go get you a new headset. Treat yourself. Okay? 4. Do not confront them. They don't care. They will always be the same. They are not ready for change. So you need to leave. There is no other way around it. And then you could offer to go to therapy with them. But again, they are not ready to change. As long as they are insecure, they are not ready to change because they are not willing to work on themselves. So, leave. With that, I bid you adieu.